All right. Hello. Good morning. Good morning out there. This is, of course, broadcasting from UBC, unceded Musqueam territory. You're listening to CITR 101.9. This is Vancouver, right? Your favorite morning entertainment comedy talk podcast affiliated radio show.
Absolutely. Not many of those.
It's the best one that's on every Thursday at 8 a.m.
It is. It is the best. It's the best of any day of the week. It could be Friday. It'd be the best in that time slot, I'm sure.
I mean, it's not really as good as Friday. Nobody's saying thank goodness it's Thursday.
This is true.
Not really.
Yeah. No one's thankful for the day that we're broadcasting, but they're thankful that
they're
we are.
Thankful that we are broadcasting.
Exactly.
What a wonderful way to wrap that up.
See? Absolutely.
Alex, nice of you to join us.
Yeah. Oh, hey, guys. Just dropped in. And hello, you, the listener. Thanks for joining me this
fine morning.
Yeah, well, I'm feeling good. I just went outside, and the speakers are not working, so these lovely folks.
I'm sure they're working fine. You just couldn't figure out the knob.
Yeah?
Yeah.
I mean, that's what I mean by not working. They're not working for me.
Fair enough. Oh, okay.
For me, the user.
I just watched you try to upload a file to Dropbox.
Did it work?
For 10 minutes. I don't know. Let's see. What did you...
Let's do that on the break, because we've got some stuff to talk about.
Yeah, right.
We do. For it.
And I don't want to waste any precious time. We've been busy. We've been out in the streets.
Have you?
Helping children.
Whoa.
No, just working on our own stand-up careers.
Okay.
But it's... So? Yeah. It's... Had a troubling gig last night. What is written on your arm? Hand in paper.
I just had to remember to hand in a paper.
Oh,
so
wow.
I wrote it on my arm.
Nice and big. Did you hand in the paper?
I absolutely did.
Good. You should check it off.
Yeah, I should.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah. Anyways.
Nice.
Moving on.
The kitchen had a loud fan. Comedy shows don't have
kitchens.
God. Jeez. Clanging pans, blenders.
You don't think that
you need to do the deep clean on the freezer while I'm telling my wicked one-liner.
The sous chef wasn't interested in your Dairy Queen bit.
He kept turning up the fan louder as
Oh, they had blenders? They were making smoothies and stuff?
It was loud.
Oh, it's the worst. Yeah.
It was loud. 420 yesterday.
Yeah.
It was.
How was that?
Crowded.
Did you guys go?
I went down briefly and checked it out. A couple of friends from the Yukon came down specifically for that event.
Yeah.
So I met up with them after the fact. And that they were on the north end of the beach, and I ended up in the south, so I had to walk through the mass, and it was sweaty and gross.
Yeah, it was hot yesterday.
Yeah.
It was gross.
And it's just a lot of hippies smell bad on a normal day.
Absolutely.
But now they were just packed shoulder to shoulder.
Glory. It's a weird blend of smells, like organic treats, Krispy Kreme donuts, weed, and body odor.
Yeah, exactly.
Speaking of weird blend, content warning in effect. This is a comedy show. You hear some crazy stuff. So if you're sensitive.
About marijuana parties.
Or swearing or
taboo
subjects.
Yeah.
This is like three dirty uncles in one room. Like, remember your family Easter, your dinner... Imagine if you had three dirty uncles, and then everyone else left the room. It was just the uncles talking.
Uh-huh. And then what would happen?
Well, yeah, what happens after that?
I don't know.
Okay.
We'll find out. You stay tuned if you want to find out.
So what, did you partake in the festivities?
I didn't. I haven't smoked in a long time. So I just kind of wandered through and enjoyed. Apparently there wasn't very much for food that was available.
Like edible or like snacks, you mean?
Like non-edibles, non-marijuana edibles.
Infused.
Yeah, there wasn't actual any food
You're
there.
You're like a block away from
no food trucks?
Davy Street.
No food trucks.
No, it's it moved to the beach,
Sunset.
Right?
Sunset Beach, yeah.
Oh,
yeah, it's a
okay.
block away from Davy Street.
Well, a very, very uphill block.
It's
You're way too tired.
Stone people flow downhill.
Right.
And there was very little, I met up with my buddy there, and he was pretty stoned out of his mind. And he mentioned that the one thing he was able to find was one guy was selling cold smokies for $5 a pop. So, just entrepreneurial idea. If you want to make money next year, go down to the 420 events with literally anything.
I was reading an article about this.
That's so true.
This woman who had made Bannock and was selling it with water bottles, and she apparently... made a ton of money. I just had a, that's what, people go out there with like charity Krispy Kreme donut type things.
Yeah,
and they'll make enough money to have a grad party or something.
I bet they would.
Daisy,
you're not dying of cancer anymore.
No. I remember last year, the year before when it was still at the, at the art gallery. I was walking downtown. I didn't even realize what day it was, but I remember walking by a guest store, and they had a little fold-out table in front, and they were selling donuts from it in front of the guest shop.
Yeah.
So even, like, the fashion people were getting involved.
We can't possibly make more money with our product than just selling junk food.
Junk food.
Oh, hi!
Junk food and water bottles. Yeah, that's right. Yeah.
It's an essential thing. So, yeah, book the day off work next year.
Not only are you smoking tons of weed, but you're yelling all day, legalize it! Your mouth gets so dry.
It does.
Oh, yeah.
Justice makes dry mouths.
People were protesting the weed. You know, they're out there saying no, down with it. They're starting to protest 420.
It's getting too cool.
It's getting. I don't know. I don't know why.
Yeah.
But
wait.
It's amazing.
What was it? Explain. I don't think I quite understood.
There were a bunch of protest groups out there that were anti
weed.
Yeah. Oh. And they're protesting the whole event, the whole thing.
Right.
They weren't very effective because I did not even know they were there.
Yeah, well, they're blending with all the rest of the people yelling about whatever.
There was a lot of yelling going on.
Yeah.
There was a lot of causes in that crowd.
I love watching videos of just people at 420 because they're all like it's preteens with socks with weed leaves on them and 420 blaze it hats and it's like,
everybody that
what
goes
is
to
this?
420 is the kind of person that goes like. Is there to like, wow, I want to check out. They think it's like this holy grail.
Yeah.
There's going to be free nudity and drugs.
Enlightened. Yeah. I'm going to get enlightened.
It's going to be like Burning Man.
Yeah.
It's just like Snapchatting through smoke clouds. That's
yeah.
all
it's
it is.
Awful. Yeah. Art gallery was awful year after year.
Yeah, it really was.
That was terrible.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's just crowded. You got sunburnt and you didn't get any food.
And especially in recent years where it's like, oh, you know, we have places where you can buy weed here. Yeah, there's one of those in every block.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We sell weed here. You can come down here and worry-free get an edible. Well, yeah,
if only I could do that everywhere.
That there's, what, 8 million weed stores here? And,
yeah. And there might be a hot dog stand in front that serves warm smokies.
Yeah.
Can you imagine if the killing you could make if you had warm hot dogs?
You could have charged like plate. $20 a pot for that.
Oh, man, I can't wait for next
pot.
Year.
I think, you just said pot. That was a little Freudian slip there, buddy. Yeah, so what? Did you enjoy yourself or what?
It was interesting. I just kind of dragged my stone friends to the Velvet.
What a square you are, though.
I know. I absolutely
loser.
Am. I'm the most unfun, and I was making sure to ruin everyone else's fun as I walked through. It's like, no, it's actually pretty bad for you, you know? Like, it's just, like, you think it's not as bad as smoking, but it is. Yes,
they're stuffing their face with hot dogs and Krispy Kreme. Yeah, no, this is really good for you.
Yeah. Super organic.
There might be some adverse side effects.
Last time I smoked weed, I don't smoke it very much, and last time I smoked weed, I got a cheese dog from 7-Eleven.
Oh, God.
Your health goes out the window.
It is bad for you.
No disregard.
It might be.
No disregard. No regard.
No
regard.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No regard.
Yeah. Like, it might be curing your cancer, but everything else you do while on it is just the worst for your body.
Yeah,
definitely.
Nobody munchies out on healthy food.
Does your friend Ryan... in the wheelchair, does he smoke weed?
Oh, yeah.
Part of his recovery
Ryan.
Process?
Yeah, yeah. Ryan LaChance, a fantastic local comedian. He had a benefit show this week on Sunday. It was at Yuck Yucks, and he got all of his comedy friends together, and people donated gifts and prizes and door prizes to raise money for him to get a lift to get him in and out of his bed. He's an awesome comedian, and he works really hard at it, so it was really neat to see everyone get together for that. But I went down.
Good
I wasn't,
time to plug it.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, really.
And I wasn't on the show, and I have a story from this. I wasn't on the show, but I donated something. Yeah. I donated a
door prize. Let me guess. I mean, it must have been something pretty, like, maybe like a gift certificate to a really good store.
That would have been a good
idea. Well, think about Gavin's skill set.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
What was it?
Well, I had the exciting and original idea to donate my time to give people gold panning lessons.
Unbelievable.
Yeah.
Okay. So, you get any takers?
No, none at all.
They couldn't give it away.
No, they literally couldn't.
Yeah.
Because there was a wall for where you would put tickets in to try to get, there was the raffle wall, and then there was the door prizes where they literally just gave it away.
Can't believe that. My gramophone tuning lessons. Dinosaur training.
Where do you go to gold pan?
I was just,
into the past.
Yeah.
Yeah. I have pay dirt samples and I have gold samples, and I was going to meet with somebody and we would have a bin of water and some pans and they would get gold. They would
bringing a bucket and your own gold out and going, Round here, we hear that there's gold in this bucket. Go ahead and you can pan. Oh, you might find something.
Are you going to do the voice?
Yeah. You might find
something. I went to Markersville, and I did gold panning, and you think I was like, okay, let's do this. Here we go. Show me the... Okay, you just
See,
take it and
listen
you...
to how excited he is. That's why I was,
well,
this is what I was
yes,
giving away.
But then they go, all right, so yeah, you just pick it up and hold it sideways, and you just kind of move your hand left and right, and whatever's
no,
left.
You need an old man in overalls without a shirt under it,
yeah,
with a jug, some kind of clay jug of liquor.
Yeah, with three X's on it.
And going... Okay, you can do it out here.
Let's try
to do it.
Yeah, they didn't even see who was giving it to him. I'm sure if they actually took it and I showed up, just this young, normal-looking guy, they'd be like, oh, what the hell is this?
What is going on here?
That's not what a prospector looks like.
Why does he have a bucket? What is he sprinkling in there?
Well, it's better than, like, I figured, like, the bucket with actual pay dirt in it would be better than just going to, like, Sunset Beach and being like, yeah, you just swirl this sand and then get nothing.
Neither are good. You can't really say better. Better is relative.
You could get gold my way.
That's true. You could just hand them gold.
I could.
You should have just raffled gold.
I could have done that.
I mean,
as well.
That would have been
a lot more expensive.
Less work.
It's like like gold, except I buried it in mud and water.
Yeah, and you have
go
to
ahead.
Get it. Yeah. It's a life lesson.
You probably had... and
don't buy raffle tickets. That's the lesson.
Well, it was a door prize. You didn't have to buy raffle tickets.
You had the gold separate.
Sorry, Gavin.
And then you just put it in where you're... That's so bizarre.
To teach them a lesson in getting gold.
I hope you learned your lesson.
No one wanted what I had.
Completely irrelevant to this story.
Yeah.
But you you were talking about 7-Eleven hot dogs. You guys remember that it was like a ground beef hot dog they had come out with?
What?
Where it was shaped like a tube, but it looked like ground beef, where it was like lumpy.
Was
you know?
It a single shape?
Yes, like it had been formed into a ground beef tube filled with cheese. And then that was one of those treats that you'd eat while high and you'd be disgusted. And you'd be like, I can't.
Yeah, even when high.
Yeah, I can't.
I feel sick thinking about that.
It was gray.
Because it's gray meat with, and you know when cheese melts, you get the cheese fat.
Yeah.
So that would be leaking out the side. You bite it.
Soak
in
the bun.
Oh, no.
And that squelching sound.
Oh, Lord.
Anyways.
Oh, horrible. Lovely.
Yeah, well, that's good. the benefit went well, though.
It did. Yeah. Yeah. They raised some good money with nothing to do with me, but they raised some good money on some fantastic prizes.
If you donate a door prize, you get in free. So Gavin skirted having to support it.
You weren't on the bill or anything? You weren't?
No, I wasn't performing for that one. Though.
You
I offered.
Just showed up to support them.
And offer my fantastic services.
Your gift.
So there are three people out there that were given the chance to bring home their own real Yukon gold, and they didn't want none of it.
That's all on theirs.
Did you just do the
You're
none of it?
So it's okay, Gavin. Yeah. Everything's okay.
I hope so.
They
one day.
Want none of it.
They didn't want,
they didn't
of
want
it.
None of it.
Are you Inuit? I'll have none of it.
Yukon. Yeah. From the Yukon. They're very different places, Alex. Yeah. That was a coincidental turn of phrase.
Yeah, I don't think it was an intentional pun.
He makes a lot of those. Or like, does he? Oh no, he has no idea. He has no idea. He just said that.
Yeah,
no.
I feel like so everyone in this room does stuff like that, where they just say things.
Hey, I met a couple radio people the other day.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Who were they?
It was great. Well, I'm not going to say exactly who they were, but
just that they're hacks and they're terrible.
Some industry people, and it really broke my heart.
Absolutely, that's what happens.
They were Like, I know people like that from your school at BCIT.
Okay.
I'm not going to say who they are either.
I'm not asking you to. What? Like, explain yourself.
Oh, like...
What kind of people?
Like, people that aren't creative, but are really just like, I made a new business card, and it says all the right things. It says Media Maven. I'm a...
Media Maven, but... Maven.
Not a good time.
I feel like you only know like two people from my program, and one of them's me.
You'd be surprised. I've met a lot of those people by now.
Right.
Yeah.
So anyway,
and you have pretty terrible business cards, so you don't count.
They're awful. Yeah, they're bad.
At one point in the conversation, they went, "Honey, it's not what you know; it's who you know."
Yeah.
As though they were saying it for the first time. Like it was a really.
Yeah.
Like, you know, I think I might have heard that once
Some
or a million
sage
times.
Sage advice.
Yeah. Oh yeah. God.
Well, the radio industry is full of that, where people are just, they're just, you know, you got to really plug away at this business you got. And it's all in meant to just keep you down and to keep you waiting for your own seniority. You know, it's like there's up and comers and you have to go like, well, no, you know, you got to, I had to wait my turn.
Yeah.
You know, I don't care. I was talented too.
Yeah.
You know, it's like,
it's just useless.
Shut up. And eventually you just get.
But The best part is it's one of those conversations where you go into it thinking, oh, I'm going to get something. Oh, this is it. I'm meeting the right people finally. And they're also drunk. So they're going, I'm going to help you. I really liked your set tonight. They were in the crowd of the comedy show. I'm going to help you, buddy. I'm like, all right, nice. What are you going to do? He's like, I know the guy that books Tavern. I can get you on. I can get you a spot on Tavern.
Okay.
Oh, really? You can get me a spot on the show that I've been able to do
forever
from the beginning, since I started doing comedy. Oh, that's gonna.
I've been to Tavern a lot of times. Every time, it's empty.
Yeah,
it's dead empty.
One of the most empty shows in town.
Yeah,
I just did one there last week. That was jam packed. It was a lot of fun. Oh, I really enjoyed the Tavern. Yeah,
old literal Gavin.
Nothing good things to say. I'm just so positive. I offered gold there too.
I want to choke him. Like the mafia does with the piano wire, where it's just a silent.
Put on your white gloves.
But can you imagine, as he's saying that, the audience just hears, and Gavin seems to have left the room. Yeah. I don't know
the
what's
show
wrong
just
here.
Got better.
Yeah, let's go to the bathroom.
Wow. Anyways, that's pretty funny. So did you get a contact number or something?
I added them to my phones. Yeah.
Oh, okay. Fantastic.
Yeah. Well, I mean, milk it. See what you can get. You know.
What kind of radio internship?
As well.
Did they say what kind of industry people they were? Like, were they a janitor? Or
they were on air. No, they were
personalities.
Oh,
man.
Wow.
Yeah, right from the program director down to these hot aces who were complaining about their jobs. It's great because they really. I mean, and why would you? I mean, it's all scripted. They have to say the exact thing. They're too scared to even give people the freedom. And I mean, they probably couldn't come up with anything anyway.
Mm.
But like, we can't possibly have somebody just say something for 20 seconds between these songs. We didn't get the exact thing.
Well, it's a advertising run industry.
Yeah.
If you annoy the advertisers, you're out the door.
Oh God, what a horrible industry.
Well, you have to
they were like, we only make like $40 an hour. It's like, you should know how much I was paid tonight to do this spot at
what you have to what sit in a room.
Yeah.
Oh my, no.
Awful. She's like, we barely do anything, we just talk in between the songs and we get $40 an hour. Okay, so you get $40 an hour for barely doing anything.
Yeah, that sounds lovely.
I love how the radio stations in town like share life hacks.
Oh,
like
boy.
We got the new hottest. I saw the worst, most angry. I was talking about this in the car with Gavin.
Yeah.
There was, are your avocados not ripe enough? Do you want to make guac and you have hard, unripe avocados? Well, put them in the oven.
Yeah.
Wrapped in tinfoil.
I saw that too.
For 10 minutes.
Yeah.
It'll speed ripen them.
Yeah.
You'll have soft.
Smash them
perfectly
against your dumb head,
and
you will have incredible guacamole.
Ripeness isn't this texture.
Ready to dip.
Yeah. I've never bit into a hard peach and been like, if I smash this with a hammer, it'll be ripe then and delicious.
No, you'll have soft, unripe avocado, you idiot.
Yeah, your guac will be awful.
Yeah. they all have services that create prep for them. Right?
Prep burger.
Yeah, prep stuff like prep burger, where it's the hottest trends. Talk about this. This is something you can talk about, you know. And you.
It's siblings day.
Whoa! Yeah, like tell this funny story about definitely about your sibling and not just some nonsense that someone else wrote.
Anecdote.
Oh my God.
It's like that scene. Like that scene in. Well, this is maybe a bad example because that story is actually pretty awesome. But in Reservoir Dogs, where he's like, man, you need a story. And like,
and they're practicing.
He's teaching him. Yeah, it's like
I wish they put that much effort into it.
Yeah, that'd be great.
You know?
Actually, pizzazz. Yeah. That's what they need.
Yeah.
So all my favorite radio personalities are being spoon-fed all of those stories.
No, it's a generalization, but I mean, for the most, if you listen, I'm guessing your favorite personalities aren't on C-Fox, or they're not on.
Oh,
you know, they're not on
a jab.
No, but you know, they're not on the big top 40. Your favorite personalities are not going to be, because I think of you as a more discerning gentleman.
I honestly can't name any radio personalities.
Yeah, you're just saying that. I realized that
I'm
halfway through my,
yeah. Yeah, totally.
My statement. And it's a great time to go to a break.
Hey, what's so sad?
Oh, nothing really.
Not very convincing, Jane girl. Whatever it is, I've got just the cure for it.
One, two, three.
Did you know CITR has a women's collective?
This brand new collective is all about providing and fostering a community for women who are or who want to be in radio, fighting the gender disparity in media, and centering women's voices and issues. If you are a female-identified person or ally who's already involved in radio or wants somewhere to start, this collective is for you. Email womenscollective@citr.ca for more information and to get involved.
And tune in Friday at 6 p.m. for the collective show, Lady Radio, featuring music, interviews, events, news, commentary, basically anything we care to talk about.
See you then.
Well, how do you like it?
There's only one word for it. Terrific.
You know, I'm so proud of it, it's almost indecent of me.
Hempology 101 is a student-run organization here to educate the public about the benefits of hemp and cannabis. Fast fact! Hemp is a renewable, sustainable source of food and fiber. Fast fact! Your body contains anandamide, which is part of the same family of substances as THC. To learn more, look us up on Facebook at www.facebook.com/groups/hempology101UBC or come to one of our great events. And don't forget, legalization through education.
The news midweek, when midweek news broke that Teo Dezo wasn't going to be playing in this game.
Women's growing sport, and to do it on a university campus with an educational message behind it.
They'll be facing off against all the big teams from all the other conferences and the nationals.
Want to be a CITR sports broadcaster? Looking for a cool way to get involved in UBC sports? Then email sports101@citr.ca or come by our station in the Nest to find out more. See you soon.
All right, welcome back. Here we go. We got a little Banjo-Kazooie.
Oh,
a
little treasure trove.
Yeah, do you play Banjo-Kazooie?
Yeah. Hell yeah. Tooie was the one that I remember best.
Tooie was pretty cool, too.
Because I was just, that was back in the day when, like, a video game sequel was guaranteed to be better.
Yeah.
And, like, guaranteed to have more.
Yeah.
And it's not so much anymore.
That's true.
Because, like, Tooie, you got to transform into stuff.
They really amped it up.
They did.
They made it crazy.
Yeah.
I remember that you one of the first boss fights was a giant inflatable dinosaur or something in a circus tent.
Yeah, I remember
being
that
like,
one.
Wow, they really picked up their game here.
Yeah, yeah, and you had to pop them. Oh, that
yeah,
was great.
Yeah.
That was classic. Hey, I'll play it again.
I wanted to ask you about this Power Rangers movie that's filming in Vancouver. Have you heard about that?
Yeah. They just released Rita Repulsa.
Yes, exactly.
Yeah.
That's what I was going to talk about.
Oh, yeah.
A weird choice, Elizabeth Banks.
Yeah. Like, we all expected that she was going to be white, for sure.
If
there was a casting decision to be made, it'd be a white person. So that's not a surprise.
Oh, that's too bad. I didn't even realize that. Yeah. Well.
Yeah, Elizabeth Banks. I like Elizabeth Banks.
Makes no sense, though. Like,
no.
Why Elizabeth Banks?
Yeah. It'll be interesting to see where they go with it. Also, the costume they released looks more like a villain from the new Wizard of Oz movies kind of thing.
You know
what I mean? She looks like Emerald City's evil mayor. That's all I get from this. I don't get any Rita Repulsa.
I'll be honest, I completely agree with you, except for they managed to put dirt all over her.
Oh, they did?
Yeah. So
good.
I mean, that it's weird because that piece of her character that she was traveling for 10,000 years in a space dumpster is such a minute, like that's such a deep reference, you know? They managed to do that, but the rest of it they completely ruined and failed.
They have dirt, but it's only on her skin, so I can only imagine that she just writhes around in her dumpster naked.
I think it's also on this weird spiky armor she's wearing, but it's, you just can't really see it because it more just looks like
more
texture or something, you know? But it's weird that they managed to remember that, you know?
That's a good point. I didn't even think of that.
We can't drop this canon of the space dumps. If this movie has a space dumpster in it,
yeah,
I don't care about anything else.
Yeah.
It's movie of the year.
It should at least.
Yeah.
It's a good point on the making her dirty thing, because I thought like they were trying to bruise her up or rattle her up or something and make it look gritty.
No, she spent 10,000 years in a space dumpster.
Yeah, and that makes a lot more sense. And that's positive for sure. She doesn't have the horns or anything else that made her Rita Repulsa.
The weird cone bra that she wore.
Oh,
yeah.
It defined her character.
Yeah.
Like she'd have the cone bra and then she'd get mad and make whatever she sent bigger.
I have a headache.
Yeah.
Anyways, yeah, that's shooting here in Vancouver anyways.
Oh, great.
Yeah, I fully expect it'll be terrible and ridiculous, and it's annoying to me that they're, you know, this along with Blade Runner 2 and all the other remakes.
Really?
Oh, absolutely.
Oh, I didn't hear that.
I know that Harrison Ford said that Blade Runner 2 is the best script he'd ever read.
Yeah, I feel like Harrison Ford died a long time ago, and someone's just been
a little robot in a Harrison Ford suit.
Terrible. Here's something else. Bautista, who was the big burly boy in
Guardians of the Galaxy,
is also rumored to be in the new Blade Runner.
Really?
Blade Runner was
when
a philosophical,
credible,
slow moving.
Well, after Guardians.
Yeah,
yeah, that's right. I mean, wow.
He was able to play a big muscly guy.
You see when he flexed?
Yeah,
great
I did.
Stuff.
I finally saw Batman Superman yesterday.
Batman Superman.
I finally
All right, here
saw
we go. Review time.
Beaver Superman. It's been long enough that I don't need to give a spoiler warning. If you haven't seen it yet, just don't.
Whoa, what is this negative Gavin coming in here?
I didn't.
Oh, your inner child is dead.
I heard it.
What happened? It's just about the fun.
He always talks about people's inner child.
Yeah.
And my inner child gets sexually assaulted.
Yeah, my inner child.
Oh, why did I say that? This is the show that's being reviewed.
All right, nobody knows what that means. Keep going.
My inner child was abused because it's based on my favorite graphic novel, which is called The Dark Knight Returns, which is when Batman comes back as an old man and him and Superman fight. Mm-hmm. And I went in there with low expectations because I knew the reviews were bad, and Zack Snyder is partially competent at best. But there's a fantastic opening scene where Bruce Wayne shows up in Metropolis, and it's from the end of the last Superman movie where they're fighting. As they're fighting each other, they're destroying the city, and it's Bruce Wayne on the ground watching all this horrible stuff happen. And it was a really good character motivation. And from there, the movie just made no sense. They kept going into these weird dream sequences.
Yeah, I heard about that.
Yeah.
I almost want to see it now because of all the weird stuff.
Alex will end up loving it.
It might get a little bit of cult status from
What's the matter with the...
We're good. Yeah. Okay. I wouldn't mind checking out eventually.
Because, the first time you see Batman in the suit in action is during one of his fever dreams, and he's in a trench coat in Desert Storm. He's got, a machine gun and stuff, and is, tracking these guys.
I've had enough of this, even just talking about this.
See, Gavin only really cares when he likes the source material.
Yeah.
If anything else, he's like, just a fun movie.
Yeah,
what
was it?
Know.
Well, the Avengers ones are still fun.
I don't know.
I have to give one plot point out of the damn way, which was horrible.
Language.
Yeah, sorry. Yeah, I'm just so miffed about it that Batman and Superman are fighting each other, and they get on the same team because they both miss their mommy.
Batman.
Yeah,
same their team. Mom has the same name.
Yeah, their mom, Superman's about to be destroyed, and Lex Luthor has Superman's
Martha.
Human mom. And he's just like, they're going to kill Martha, and that was Bruce Wayne's mom. And he's like, what? Who's Martha? And he's like, it's my mom. And Bruce Wayne's oh my God, I had a mom. And then they just shake hands and hug, and then they're best friends forever.
That's a fight with, a serious fight.
Yeah.
Let's take a less serious fight and apply this. That's like if a bully is kicking my ass.
Yeah.
And I'm like, Rosemary, your mom also is named. I don't care. It's not my mom.
Well, hold on a second. Yeah. Let me give you your lunch money back.
Yeah.
Because
yeah.
my mom's Rosemary,
even,
too.
Not even naming it. It's like, I miss my mom. It's like, wait, you have a mom? I had a mom.
Amazing.
We really need to just
figure
out our differences.
Well, you see, Gavin, Batman is humanizing Superman by realizing that he had...
But all of it, nothing made sense beyond that point. There's the big ender where, spoiler alert, Superman dies because it's him and Doomsday are fighting it out. I expected during their final moments where they're embracing battle, Superman would be like, I miss my mom, and Doomsday would be like, oh my God, I have a mom, and then they would just hug and the credits would roll. That would have made more sense.
But he didn't really die.
No, he didn't. Of course he didn't.
Was
he
there
was
a little thing at the end?
There was
after the credits?
Coming back.
Of course.
No, they didn't even have an after the credits. They're not even doing it that. They're not even doing that right.
I love this. There's, I love this. Gavin,
not
you,
even
you don't
supposed
understand
to be a
how happy this makes me to see you angry about a superhero
the beginning
movie.
Of a long stream of disappointments.
25 years from now, he's going to look back and go, oh, I wasted so much time with those dumb, dumb movies.
And it'll be the start. This will be the start of that. I'll look back You're finally an adult. Never going to be an adult.
Those movies won't stand the test of time.
We already know that, yeah. Well, no, you don't think so?
No.
The Nolan Batman movies?
What?
The Christopher Nolan Batman movies?
Oh, maybe. Yeah. Those are decent, but not the Marvel movies. Did you see the trailer for
Civil War?
Civil War?
Yeah.
Yes, it's in every movie theater on Earth.
Yeah. I'm excited for it.
Of course you are.
I'd rather watch that dumb, like, Cineplex snowman animated thing when I see that trailer one more goddamn time. Oh, God.
Make time for your human snowman.
Spend money.
That you locked away in a freezer.
You like that snowman? When the people around you go,
sweetie.
And so once you've seen it once, they play the whole thing.
It's a long experience. Mm-hmm. At least with that thing where the guy puts the debit card in to suggest that you need to get money and spend it.
Yeah.
And then it turns into a ship and fly. It's not that long, and it's sort of...
No, and it gets the point across. Please spend money at our theater. Yeah. It doesn't manipulate your emotions.
I like the one that was a plane, and the plane turns into short, snappy, come on.
Yeah. That one's all right.
They still use that, don't they?
Definitely.
Yeah.
That one's too good, yeah. Whoever made that?
You guys don't like, time play and the...
I love time play.
Get my points.
I was in an empty theater the other night watching The Lobster.
And you were last?
I know. I was the only one in there, and I was like,
"And you're last."
And I wanted to play. I wanted to play time play. I'm like, I'm the only one in the theater. Finally, I'm going to win and get some points.
Yeah.
So, but then when they get to the point where they bring in time play, they just turn the screen off for 10 minutes. I got nothing.
I got one of that last week. I went and saw Hardcore Henry.
Okay. Oh, I want to see that.
Yeah, it was an action movie funded by Indiegogo, completely filmed by a stuntman with GoPros on his face. Like, it's all from a first-person perspective. It's fun. It's everything that you would expect it to be. It's just a bunch of gory action. I enjoyed it. It was a fun movie.
It's a popcorn movie.
But there was
it's just a good time, you know?
There was
just,
only like, show up five people in the theater. Off.
Yeah,
and I managed to do time play, and I was so stoked because it had someone was just like, "Oh, if you're in the majority of who picks this, one of these two things. If you're in the majority, you win points." And I kept hitting those. I'm like, "Oh, 100%. Me and everyone else in this theater, we're like on the same page." I was the only one. I was the only one competing. It was just like it kept saying I was in first, and I was so excited. And then it brings it up on the screen. It's just like, "Gavin, this many points. That's it."
Well, at least you were able to do it.
Yeah,
I love getting first in a room
feels great.
Packed with people. It makes me feel so superior.
Yeah, even in the top five.
Do you yell out?
Like, you've never seen The Graduate? You dicks. Yeah.
Get out of this theater.
Yeah. Anyways, quiet. We're going to watch Deadpool now.
Yeah. Everyone turn off your phone.
Yeah. We have some special audio today.
Ooh. I think we should probably...
Yeah.
I think we should get out of here early today.
No, please.
Alex. Yeah.
I got things to do.
Tell us a little bit about this audio and what it is.
Some good insider look.
Excited about this?
I've never wanted a audio clip to fail and not work.
Well, it does, doesn't it? I mean, isn't that the point of this? Yeah, anyways.
Look at that waveform.
Whoa, yeah. So where should I start this?
I don't know. This is a... Oh, right. We got to go into it for a bit. Oh, well, I guess we'll have to scroll in. Yeah. This is I promised Simon this.
Thank you so much.
Simon, this is like a sugar drip.
It's like a little going away present.
Yeah. Because you're going away.
I am.
You're going to be gone, for the next month?
Month, yeah.
Oh, good Lord.
Thank God.
Well,
what is this, Alex? What are we about to hear?
So this is me at a recent... That was like 10 years ago. This was a long time ago.
It was last week.
Yeah.
Last week. Okay.
Oh God!
A difficult open mic.
Come on!
I just want people to know this isn't.
Not going to stall for half an hour. Let's get this done. Yeah.
I was born in 1988.
This is Alex bombing at an open mic, a local open mic.
Trying some new stuff, this is horrific. Okay, so go in a bit.
What do you think?
Disclaimer, Alex.
I'd say like halfway.
Disclaimer, Alex is a great comic, and sometimes you just have off nights.
There's a little thing under there. Alex is just putting his headphones on because, of course, we wouldn't want him to miss out
on this experience.
Where are we here? Play it.
I'm going to start it at 2 minutes.
Okay. Content warning. This is horrible comedy.
Catcher in the Rye. Lazy author.
Okay, go forward.
The Diary of Anne Frank.
Don't want to give
lazy
away my...
Lazy author.
Keep going.
If you don't sign up...
Okay, go back like 15 seconds.
Come on.
Yeah,
the author. That's a good break. There.
This is where I was.
Here we go.
One hit wonder.
Okay, so this is. It's. I think it's the next joke.
Okay. All right.
So I'm gonna set up this joke. This is.
I don't want you to try to explain any of this. I don't want you to try. All right. Here we go.
No,
baby.
Please. Let me just.
You can do it after. All right. I want to hear your explanation after.
Yeah.
If you don't sign up, like if you don't pay for eHarmony, you can see people's profile information, but you can't see their photos. You know? Kind of entice you. But I feel like I don't always need to see a photo to get a mental image of somebody, you know? Like I saw somebody today named Chiniqua, and it was like, she's a fierce, independent woman who really likes soul food and R&B. Okay, eHarmony. With a profile like that, I can do a little profiling of my own. You know, I think it's safe to say that Chiniqua is a really cool chick I'd like to hang out with. Yeah. But I signed up for eHarmony, and she was revealed. Guys, I'm not racist, but Chiniqua was Swedish, which is just disgusting. Right? Good thing I'm recording this one. Wouldn't wanna lose this memento later on.
All right.
Man. Come a long way, looking back.
Makes sense.
Passed the Legion on the way here, and it really made me think about more? Like,
it's all bad.
Times
I mean.
Change. And
all right. Well, that's an, that was so.
Yeah.
So why don't you give us a little? What happened?
I found that joke in my. I wrote that in my first year of comedy.
Okay.
And I've been doing well recently. I thought, yeah, I can make anything funny.
Mm. Oh yeah, you had a little confidence. Yeah. Okay. That's fair.
Hubris.
Yeah.
I'm gonna try this out, and I will say I thought it was gonna be very, very funny.
Yeah,
I was pacing my. I had a little coffee in the morning. This is my little insight into the actor's studio. But I like to have.
What's your method, Alex?
Well, I like to have a coffee in the morning.
Wow, that's shocking! What a unique and interesting. Sometimes I have toast.
Oh, the secrets to success.
What do I do?
I tie my shoes. One at a time.
I mean, if you guys don't want to hear these hot tips, you don't have to.
Let's hear it.
Yeah.
And I have some coffee.
Okay, we know about the coffee.
And I see what I do is I write a new joke or something that I'm working on, and I kind of walk back and forth, and I just say it out loud.
Yeah, you got to say it to yourself, right?
But I get real worked up. I get real worked up, and I go, oh, this one's... And I get excited. Sometimes I take a bath, and I talk about it in the bath.
Oh, you're like Butch punching himself in the face before the fight.
In a bath.
I wish you were like the opponent Butch-faced.
Coolidge.
Yeah.
Get your references.
That was a little bit wordy. Anyway, so I thought it was going to be great. I really thought it was going to be great. eHarmony, double, two hard punchlines in there. And I don't know if you heard, but there weren't a lot of laughs. Yeah. There were really no laughs in that.
There was a laugh when you said, good thing I'm recording this. I mean, you managed to.
Yeah. There was a scorn. There was scornful laughs.
Yeah, definitely.
How about this? Well, this might give some insight. What did you do differently from, because you did this a year ago, right? You said this is a year old bit, right? Yeah. That you've done before.
No, I've never done it before. Really did it.
Right. So it's not a year old bit. It's a fresh.
It's one that I wrote a long time ago.
Yeah.
But I never tried.
Yeah.
I thought some things just need to ripen.
Yeah.
Ooh, it's ripe, all right.
This was the equivalent of throwing an avocado in the microwave.
Yeah.
In the
microwave.
In the easy bake oven.
Yeah. Not even wrapped in tinfoil in the oven like you're supposed to do.
There might be a couple more bombs in there. By might, I mean R.
Already closed it. Okay. Let's try to get it back. Here we go.
Play it, maybe go a little further in. Let's see what we got.
Okay.
A little further in. A little further in.
Let's see. I don't know anything else. You know, I think it's safe to
say. I just
want to
hear this joke again.
She was revealed. Oh, guys, God, I'm not racist, bad. But Chiniqua was Swedish, which is just disgusting.
That's a punchline.
Good thing I'm recording this one.
You delivered that so excited.
Later on.
That's another comedian laughing at your failure.
Yeah. Really come a long way.
That's the server.
Looking back, I passed the Legion on the way here, and it really made me think about like how times change and people come in. You know, things move on, but we can't forget when Johnny made us sing that song at the beginning of every 12 Kings. Is anyone here?
All right, some
insider comedy.
Insider
that
jokes.
Didn't work either.
Like unsolicited advice.
We just trying to make fun of Johnny Paul now. Yeah. Like, oh.
That never goes well for me.
He's lashing out.
Take the mic out of the mic stand.
Oh, you can hear feedback in the background too.
This is not funny. This is fucking hilarious.
Oh, content warning.
All right, well, go to break. How goo.
Anyway.
Show your love for Discord and Magazine at our fundraiser at the Anza Club on Saturday, April 23rd. We've got one epic night planned with performances by Frog Eyes, Weird Candle, The Backhomes, Malcolm Jack, and Experience This, with special guest DJs and MCs to keep you dancing. There will also be a silent auction and a sale of exclusive back issues of Discorder magazine from the 1980s to now, with all proceeds supporting the publication and printing costs of your free independent Discorder magazine. Tickets are $10 for CITR members, $15 in advance on brownpapertickets.com, or $18 at the door. Head over to discorder.ca for all the information.
Crimes and Treasons Radio, this is Riff Raff. Every Tuesday from 9 to 11 p.m. on 101.9 FM with Relly Rails and Jules Andre Brown.
Broadcasting from unceded Musqueam territories, and we've got the Kirby Dreamland theme song.
Absolutely.
Bringing us back, playing a lot of old school and probably new school video game music. We're loving the video games, and we're loving the video game music.
Yeah.
Definitely.
Oh, it brings you back. This reminds me of Smash Brothers. This is what I heard this most.
Oh, yeah.
The thing I love about video game music is they can get away with, like, emotions and sounds that they wouldn't normally be, like... Something that would normally be cheesy in a song is like, all right, I'm into this.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You get the warm fuzzies because you remember playing that fun little game, and this is what you would hear.
Having, like, just eating pepperoni sticks and having a PS1 controller that stinks like cured meat. Just because my 10-year-old self is just unabashedly wiping his hands on the
controller. Yeah, exactly.
It reminds me, I had one of the oddest meals last night. I got home, and the only thing I had the energy to make was a foot and a half long farmer sausage.
Okay.
And I couldn't cut it.
That's a big one.
Couldn't cut it.
Damn.
Couldn't cut it.
A foot and a half?
Maybe exaggeration.
Okay.
That's, yeah.
It was long. It was like the size of a pan.
Like a kielbasa.
Yeah. And I couldn't cut it up. I just put it in a pan, and I turned the pan on, and I just let it get really hot, and then I just held it in my hand. And just ate it bite by bite.
That's weird.
And then my roommate came home, and I was just sitting eating this giant phallic. It was just.
Yeah.
You couldn't eat, just chop it up. Just chop it into coins.
Nah.
What's going on? Why?
I love it long. Easy. Hold it.
What did you just say? I love it long and easy. Hold it.
So much Freudian going on.
No, I don't know. I just
didn't even eat it. You just.
Because if I use a knife,
it.
If I cut it up, I have to wash the knife.
Yeah. Well, no, you don't.
Oh, God.
Well, I mean, I don't wash the knife. Yeah. I have a lot of dishes. Man, I got to do some dishes when I get home.
My
also got to go to the walk-in clinic on my way home. Another medical emergency happened.
Okay, what's going on?
I don't know.
Well, bring it up. Thanks for bringing it up. What are you... Just tell us about it.
I've got a lump.
Oh,
a
where?
A big, painful lump.
Whoa.
Swelling up. Where? Same area as last time.
Uh-oh. Return of the... Oh, man.
Well, there's a lot of people at 420 that would recommend the kind of treatment for that.
What you need is a good indica, dude. And then sit back with a couple of Krispy Kremes.
Yeah. That's all you need.
Idiot.
Or you could get on to the latest trend from Pakistan, which is smoking dead scorpions to get high. Which is apparently addictive and effective.
Do they dry it?
Yeah.
Like, so it's powdered dead scorpion?
Yeah.
Gets you messed up?
Yeah, the venom in the tail apparently is just the greatest high and also ruins your life because it's venom.
It's not good for you.
It kills you. It kills you very fast.
I'd be impressed if it was still alive and they were smoking it. But
Heroin is the greatest organic gluten-free thing ever compared to scorpions.
If you light the tail and try to suck through the mouth while it's still alive.
Oh,
that'd
be so amazing.
That'd be cool.
Oh, that'd be the best. Who wouldn't want to do that? That'd be so cool.
Scorpion, we're looking at a picture of a scorpion here.
Scorpions are awesome.
They are, they're insane.
They're sweet.
I was about to swear again just about how they've got huge, terrifying pinchers, spider legs, a snake-like beetle body, and a big stinger.
A venomous, deadly stinger that could kill a man. They're a
horrifying killing machine.
Yeah.
And
they're awesome.
And their smoking effects are better, apparently, than hashish and heroin. It doesn't even compare. That makes sense.
Wow.
Yeah. Apparently, it's the greatest high in the world, and it just kills you really fast. Another way, you can mainline. You can mainline scorpion by just letting it sting you a whole bunch of times.
Ah, really?
Yeah. They'll let, you'll get stung by
so
it.
That guy So that guy in Hook that was in the chest, at least he was happy.
Yeah.
Whoa. Well, I like that one.
Apparently the reference, good. Yeah. Apparently, the first hour is just a nightmare, but then you start mellowing
after
out.
After that, it's totally chill.
Oh, my God. That's so horrible.
So, what, you got to, like, tap and find a vein and hope that it hits you? Yeah. Like,
you just start insulting the scorpion.
Yeah.
Come on, Claw Man. Hit me. Yeah. He names for it.
I just need one more.
Can we
just
have
a little...
do this again? I've been producing so much venom.
Yeah. Just a taste, man. Just a taste.
I'll suck you anyway.
All right.
Spine. Scorpion spine.
That's crazy. What do they think up next?
Yeah.
Top 10 craziest drugs coming up.
We should start smoking King Cobras. Like, I just think anything venomous could get you high now.
I'm going to change my name
to
King Cobra just because that's crazy.
Yeah. And then you could smoke the same way, like lighting its fangs and drawing from the tail.
You're not allowed to change your name to King Cobra until you follow through with your promise of getting a gold tooth.
I'm going
to
get a gold tooth.
Ooh, yeah.
I've heard that before. I've not seen much gold in there.
So they're like $800.
Yeah, you got a gold panner right here?
Yeah. I could have taught you to get that gold, but nobody wanted the door prize, so...
Well, I'll take it. I mean,
there's a bunch of people who will never have gold teeth because they'll never find the gold, and that's the only way you can get gold
teeth.
You have to find your own gold.
I was panning for gold teeth, and you know, I found a real gem, and popped it in. I want to get, I don't know, front of the front teeth or like a canine.
Ooh,
canine.
Yeah,
canine.
Canine would be good.
Front tooth is insane.
Front tooth is out of you. You would look like a washed up.
It's amazing the difference that it makes just moving that gold tooth.
You
want an egg roll? Yeah.
Yeah, front tooth makes you look like a criminal canine.
You're really...
What?
Did you just say you want an egg roll?
Yeah, that's Drexel from True Romance.
Oh, okay. That's a movie reference.
Yeah.
Gotcha.
You thought I was digging you a little deeper there.
Yeah.
With a bad Chinese accent. Really? No, it was Drexel. Bad at Drexel.
My sexual assault joke before was also a movie reference.
Ah.
Yes.
Very good. Content warning. 10 minutes before we get out of here.
Yeah.
I want to stay in here for another 3 hours.
Yep.
But we have to go in shortly. We got the community living show coming up. Can't wait to see those guys walk in here and give us a stink eye. I love it.
Maybe they won't come in. Maybe this will be
I always think that.
They always give us that hope.
Yeah, I go.
And then usually it's right after
I
say that.
That insulting the next show is also... you know, going to help out with this.
Oh, no, it's not that they have a bad show.
No.
It's just that I want more time for myself.
Yeah.
We love being in here so much.
Yes. You're allowed to be selfish.
That's right.
Yeah. The support we get is so great. Hey, I bought a ticket to Rape is Real and Everywhere.
Okay.
Oh, fantastic show.
Which is a comedy show where all the comedians are survivors of rape and talk about sexual assault.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And Eventbrite emailed me. And they say, we hope you enjoy your, and then the name of the event. But the email also cuts it off if you go too far. So it just said, Eventbrite wants to tell you, we hope you enjoy your rape.
Thanks, Eventbrite. I'm going to Ticketmaster from now on.
Yep.
Well, that's cool.
Yeah.
That sounds heavy, though. Like
But it's been really successful.
Yeah,
they're doing a national tour,
and they're going to the Rickshaw now.
Well, good for them.
Yeah.
Who's part of that? Anybody?
Nobody
local?
You know.
No,
fair local enough. People.
Yeah.
Yeah. Very talented local comics.
Sure.
Strong
Gavin,
people.
Gavin's the. If you notice, anytime we bring up somebody, Gavin goes very talented. Everyone can't be very talented.
He wants to be a show host so bad. Like, you got a very talented guy coming up here. It's. His first time doing comedy. Lots of great eHarmony bits. All right. Alex Biron. Let's bring him up.
God.
I'll hey, turn that fan off.
Yeah.
He's very.
Get me a smoothie.
He's
I want
a real diva.
He's a real diva. Yeah.
Oh, man. That was. Oh, it was the silence.
Yeah.
There's
yeah.
nothing more silent than the silence after a failed joke.
Yeah.
You guys should start doing stand up in like fast food restaurants like A&W.
Ooh,
or
yeah.
McDonald's or something.
Just randomly.
Have you noticed?
There's improv Gorilla. Everywhere. Imagine how annoying stand-up everywhere would be. Hey, what's the deal with, oh, God.
Hey, how's that burger cooker? Anyways, guys, get yourself a large drink on the way up.
Yeah.
Burger Mama Burger.
Have you noticed that McDonald's and A&W and probably other places
yeah.
are all trying to become, like, bistro type, like where they have like yeah. hardwood and
yeah.
leather seats and
yeah.
stuff, and like come on in and enjoy yourself at McDonald's Cafe.
Yeah. If you want to enter another mom. World, go to the Carisdale McDonald's.
Yeah,
that is the nicest McDonald's in Vancouver.
Oh.
Little insider tip.
What's different about
oh,
the Carisdale
they've,
McDonald's?
They've got a heated lounge upstairs.
What?
Oh, is that that gigantic building?
Is it cushy? Yeah, it's like a palace.
Yeah, yeah, I've been to that one. Oh, oh. That's a trip.
It's like they don't have any like ballrooms or anything. It's not for the kids. This one's for the adults.
Just for
no play place.
Just for dancing.
The buns, yeah. gentlemen's McDonald's.
Yeah, McDonald's gentlemen's lounge.
Anyway.
Yeah, but A&W especially because they're doing this thing now where they only have one size of fries.
Really?
You
yes.
Yeah, you can't. And if you eat it,
has weird things.
They're really trying
doing.
To like pep it up.
And they've got the chilled glasses. I went to an A&W last night. Well, I don't know if maybe some of them are better than others, but the one at Commercial Drive has not progressed far amidst
no,
all the talk
still,
and promise. It stinks.
It's an A&W from yesteryear.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's. Mm-hmm. But they give you if you eat it there, they'll give you fries in one of those. Like mini
fry dunker things.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, I like that.
Yeah.
I like that when I'm
this will make
at
up
a,
for the
at a
food.
Hipster bar on Main Street or something. But when
yeah.
I'm in A&W, it's
it's weird, isn't it?
Yeah. We have some wax paper. Oh yes, these Kennebec potatoes are served in wax paper in a
fry dunk.
In a pewter fry dunker.
Pewter.
Yeah. Tell us all about pewter, Gavin.
What's that? Oh, that's just like
oh, the pewter. That's where you send the emails.
Oh,
oh God!
All right, yeah.
That was better than anything I had.
Well, I thought you know what? You're gonna go panning for pewter.
You don't pan for pewter. Pewter's an alloy. Don't. Right.
What
talk
does an
to
alloy
me.
Mean?
This is a mix of metals.
All right.
Yeah, like white gold. See, and my other door prize is when I talk about metals. You just
pewter's
come to my house.
Did you ever buy those?
I wish I could dunk you in heavy metals right now. Give
Boom.
You cancer.
Like mercury?
Yeah, that was the joke.
Yeah, there you go.
I watched that movie Heavy Metal the other day.
Oh,
so
I haven't
good.
Seen that in
you
forever.
Watched, like, you have this incredible ability to just watch. Like, I remember once you told me, like, yeah, I put a bunch of movies in a hat and I just pick ones out and I just watch them.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You got, like, you can just watch, you can just sit down and go, I'm just going to watch this.
Not always. If I
need to be pulled
I
in.
I do a little research.
Quick.
Like, I'll go, like, I want to watch 30 movies from the 70s.
Yeah.
Mm. And so I'll go find
That's cool.
30 movies from the 70s. All of them are interesting to, in some
Have
way.
Have you
but...
seen this movie called The Gauntlet with
no.
Clint Eastwood?
No, no. What
I
is
watched
it?
That. It is, it, that is a movie that could never happen nowadays.
Okay.
But it, he falls in love with a... yeah, see if we can... Let's play a little bit of the Gauntlet trailer. Worth watching. Clint Eastwood.
What, is this a classic? Like
it's a classic, okay. Yeah, it's like a road movie.
Right.
He falls. It's him and this prostitute. It's a great movie. I really like it.
Yeah.
Coming back with a prisoner. Maybe there'll be some good lines in here. Whom you will
remand to custody county. I work for Metro Squad. Why me?
I love how he talks.
My name is Shockley, and we've got a plane to catch. Now let's go. Shockley's got to be stopped. Stopped hard.
Open fire! Isn't that great?
Stop dying.
I love old movie trailers like this.
This one's surprisingly subdued and like there's no voiceover.
The movie's like
yeah.
this too though. Yeah. It's kinda it's really chill.
Did you like it?
Any
casualties, yeah.
Other than Shockley and the girl, someone's going to be answerable. You.
I make the decisions.
I love that guy, whoever that is. He's acting.
Great character actor.
He is acting. Don't let Stuart tell you there's no good actors.
Yeah.
Because that guy...
Yeah, the commissioner guy in this Clint Eastwood movie.
A woman is hanging out of an ambulance. Uh-oh.
Who you protecting?
Oh.
Me, I'm protecting
well, cliffhanger
me.
There.
Okay, so lay off.
Whoa.
In a
I'm not the enemy.
This bike stays.
This is one of those classic 70s movies where the girl's like, ah, hysterical woman, and the guy's just really tough with her, and eventually they fall in love.
I got this, Toots. Yeah.
He really looks like Peter Fonda. I never realized that. But he really does. Man, this is the
bus. A little stereotyping in there.
Yeah, it's,
he's gotten this far, isn't he?
How many units have you deployed? 4 dozen? 5 dozen? And those marksmen you're using are the finest on the force.
Oh, yeah. He's setting booby traps or something?
Yeah.
Oh, hell yeah.
This is the gauntlet they have to
go through. Oh, no.
He makes a warship.
What?
It's a really underrated movie.
Oh, my God.
At least someone will know I tried.
Who, Blakelock?
No, me.
I'll know I tried.
Oh.
Love Clint Eastwood. Yeah, nice little bass line.
All set.
Ready.
Did he make a murder bus?
Murder bus.
Now we have his route.
He's stolen a bus.
Deploy our men and create an impassable barrier. A gauntlet, if you will.
If you will. Hey, that's the name of the movie.
Oh, I love a movie that says the title.
This is the biggest day the city has ever seen.
Well, he's going to ram his bus through this.
100-1, they won't make it.
This is the final 5 minutes of the movie. This trailer showed us the entire film.
The gauntlet. Clint Eastwood in The Gauntlet.
And then he just rams his bus through. Yeah. And it's no problem at all.
Yeah, they both live in the end. It's a happy ending.
Oh, that's lovely.
I don't know what made me think of this, but there's something about movies nowadays, or even TV series, are so like high quality, even when they're low budget.
Yeah.
But you can still, like Arrow, for example, or what has Robin become? What's the name of the superhero? That Nightwing.
Yeah.
Even I knew that. I was so proud.
Yeah. Even that Nightwing thing, that miniseries.
They made a Nightwing miniseries?
Yeah, on YouTube.
Oh,
but it's
online.
Like, it's weird. It's really, you can tell it's low budget, but it still looks really
looks good. Yeah.
And I don't know what that is. Why?
Yeah.
You can still tell it's low budget.
Hardcore Henry was like that.
But, really?
But Hardcore Henry, like, you can mostly tell because, like, not because it looked cheap, but because they only had three actors. They had the guy behind the camera, and then the guy helping him, and then the femme fatale.
Yeah.
Oh, and the bad guy. So
would
four
you recommend
actors.
That movie?
It's not for everybody, and especially in the theater, I did get a little queasy.
Yeah, that's what I think. That's what everybody thinks is that you're gonna puke.
I got like, a little queasy. Yeah, you get used to it after about 15-20 minutes.
Imagine
watching
it on
half D-Box. The over.
Oh my Ooh. God!
I'd be brutal. I don't even know if it was offered in D-Box. It was a bit of a more limited release.
Seems like that's the.
It was an interesting. It was an interesting way to film an action movie, but it was also a good demonstration as why we don't film action movies like that.
Because
you're really restricted in what you can do, and it can be very disorienting to have like the shaky cam sort of thing. And there was a lot of like neat moments and cool things that they did with it, but I feel like it would have been a good accessory to an action flick, not the entire thing.
Oh, like a weird,
first person.
Yeah, experimental.
Yeah,
scene.
We have footage of his escape. There was a camera mounted on.
That would be cool.
Yeah. And then you wouldn't have to get the headachey, shaky thing for the whole thing.
Or
you
if they
just have scenes.
If they didn't release it as a feature and they did it in 10-minute blocks.
That's
or something,
what it started
could,
as.
Oh, is that?
Yeah,
right?
It started as a music video for this Russian band, and then they extended it into sort of this mini series, and then they wanted to film a whole movie, and they got an Indiegogo campaign that was wildly successful, and then some producer picked it up for a theatrical release.
Is the music video better than the movie, do you think?
I haven't seen it yet. I've seen the
Yeah. What do you think it's...
I mean, the novelty wore off halfway through the music video.
Yeah, and a feature-length film, it honestly doesn't really hold up.
It'd be a great movie to like just throw on Netflix and kind of like skip through. Yeah. You know what I did that with is Steven Seagal's new straight-to-video.
Yeah,
like,
he's watching
still
this
making
roommate?
Those.
Oh yeah,
have
dude.
You seen what he looks like?
Yes. Oh god,
I saw him
terrible.
On South Park, his South Park character, and I went, "Wow, they're really like usually they're pretty good." South Park, and, this doesn't even look like Steve. And then I looked, it was like,
looks
"Wow,
exactly
that
like
was
that was
spot
on."
He's that bloated.
Which
he's so
it?
Bloated, and he dyes his hair, and, and he wears these weird tinted glasses.
Yeah,
but he's still awesome.
Yeah,
is he?
He's still like he just walks into a room and it's like four headshots, like
yeah,
breaking people's arms. Oh, it's fantastic. And speaking of fantastic, we are going long, baby. We got lots of content.
Hey, it's 9 o'clock. All right. What movie was Steven Seagal in that you were watching on Netflix?
Steven Seagal was in a movie called, what was it? They're all, They're all like I don't know. Go, let's Google it. See what are the recent.
Google it.
Yeah. Recent.
I feel like it's really hard to remember any of the titles.
Yeah,
of his
you'll
movies.
See why when we get to them here. But
yeah,
yeah, they're all like primordial anger.
Yeah,
or something like that. Like.
We'll say we're wrapping this up. You've come to the end of Vancouver, right? Broadcasting from 101.9 FM, unceded Musqueam territory. You can find us on iTunes, Vancouver, comma, right, question mark. But you know what? We got a little bonus content for you here, so we're gonna keep going. What's the recent?
Let's see here.
Wait, did he have an energy drink? Did you just scroll past the Steven Seagal energy drink?
Steven Seagal's lightning bolt energy drink.
It's not working for him because he is lazy.
Wow. Have you ever wanted to punch through someone's skull?
Yeah.
Lightning bolt.
Yes, I have. Where can I get this?
He said in interviews that he's God.
Yeah, I believe it. I think he is. Because no one takes him seriously and everyone's just like, oh, shut up. And he's like, come on.
Why are you on Wikipedia for recent? Go to IMDb.
There's a giant filmography here.
Oh, no, sorry.
Dumbo.
Against the Dark, Driven to Kill,
Force of Execution,
Absolution. That's
Maximum
what I watched.
Maximum Conviction.
Well, there's been four movies since Absolution.
Oh my
god! He's churning them out. Look at that. He had three movies in 2015.
What is this credit too? It's an actor credit too. It's not even a. He's no other part in it other than people are just hiring him.
Yeah.
So Tubi announced The Asian Collection, 2016, End of a Gun, 2015. Killing Salazar.
These
2015
ones,
Code of Honor.
Those are in post-production too, so
those
basically
are done.
Being edited.
Those are done.
Yeah.
Oh man, he's a machine. Yeah. This is incredible.
Yeah, they're just turning them out, and it's so much fun because that watching these movies, like they're messy. Like there was one scene in that movie where they needed to do a dolly shot.
Yeah,
and you could tell that they went past the mark and had to fix it and go back a little bit. So you're just finding all the little, and it's just stereotypes and stock characters and Steven Seagal going
the most base plot.
I don't do that anymore. And then
you go,
I think you know what? I think he's probably going to do that anymore.
Yeah. Does he come out of retirement for every single movie?
What do we got here? I mean, we'd be lucky enough to have a little Absolution trailer.
I think so. We can do that.
Excellent.
After Hours here. Let's do this.
After Hours. Yeah.
Oh, skyline, stock footage. I'll go back. We don't want to miss that. We don't want to miss that line. Sorry,
that?
I should.
Yeah.
Forgive me for talking over that.
No, please. Here we go. Rated R, of course.
I've been a very bad man most of my life.
Oh.
Oh no! He has a mustache.
How can he not take him seriously? Oh, he looks awful.
There's a lot of dark lighting here. Ooh.
I decided I want to do one good thing in my life.
Oh man, he's giving
even
such a.
If I die in the process.
Please tell me he talks like that the entire movie.
It's such a passionate read.
All of a sudden, got jumped in a bar. She belongs to me.
You can run, but I'm gonna.
I want to say, by the way, this is Christopher Nolan's Batman movies legacies. Our movie trailers like this.
The Bwong.
Mr. Wayne.
Yeah.
They're coming.
Okay, let's let the man talk. Listen to him.
Oh, he's so pudgy.
He belongs to me.
You can run, but I'm going to catch you.
I want to find this guy.
They will kill you.
I'll make him disappear.
One more mission.
Oh, they even got this guy.
He's tight.
Last chance.
Yeah, they're here.
One final fight.
They
just did a walking away.
I want her back. I have a little problem with that.
Oh no, it's not just a mustache. That's a full beard.
It's a goatee.
That's a fake beard. Steven Seagal can't grow hair on his face.
Steven Seagal.
Oh, it's a goatee, you're right. Vinny Jones.
Oh, look at all the punching.
Absolution.
Oh, that looks great.
I'm a little upset.
Isn't that kind of.
We got a little post.
It's not two against one here, John. It's two against us.
You're hanging around with the wrong people.
Some great audio editing.
Oh, more exploding.
I love these movies because you can just see.
Oh man, that's amazing.
The influence from other good movies.
Yeah.
They wanted to make an action movie.
Yeah.
They hired Steven Seagal. They knew that you can't just have him, so they gave him a higher energy, in shape partner.
Yeah.
I love. I like. You mean the little his little sidekick.
And, and then you know he does his Aikido thing. But you can see that the Aikido or Aikido?
Aikido.
Aikido. Aikido. Yeah.
Yeah.
They don't punch in that, though.
But, right. I think they might have a little. Anyway, but they've.
They use
you can,
it.
You can see the influence. Like, this has got the British bad guy. So they've got, like, the snatch, lock stock kind of, like.
Vinny
Jones.
I'm gonna go find him.
Yeah.
I like Vinny Jones a lot. Like, I think he's pretty.
A Taken style human smuggler kind of thing.
Yeah, that's so Taken.
Yeah.
The whole, like, the sex trade, CD. Yeah, and they've got like a torture room. It's like the hostel. They combined kind of hostel and
it's all
Taken.
It's all these movies that Steven Seagal really wanted to be cast in, and nobody wanted him. So he's like, I'm going to make my own movie.
Exactly.
I don't doubt that he's funding all these movies.
Oh, absolutely. Like, who else would?
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm sure I'm sure they make money though, because they're probably not too expensive, because they just go film them in Eastern Europe.
Yeah,
and then.
What's the name of that movie studio that makes like Sharknado and Piranha Monster?
Sci-Fi makes those movies.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Sci-fi. But what about the all the like giant piranha octopus and?
Is that Sci-Fi too?
It's got a different name. But
Sharktopus.
Yeah, there is. There. Yep. I'm not even.
Yeah, you don't remember Sharktopus?
Yeah, but
of course I just said Sharktopus.
Okay, good.
But they manage to make movies that are awful and ridiculous, and people just like it because it's... Because
awful movies are great.
Yeah. No, they're not. I don't understand why people watch these movies. I've tried getting into, like, Sharktopus. God, is that ridiculous.
Yeah, to be fair, I've never watched one of them from beginning to end.
And it's like, no, it's sci-fi. It's just horrible.
Is it sci-fi?
Yeah.
Yeah, it is sci-fi.
I thought they were... Anyways. Yeah. But those are movies that people like to... You know, it's like you're watching it in a dorm room with your friends and making fun of it.
Yeah.
You know, that's these movies aren't.
Yeah.
And I don't. Obviously, Steven Seagal's not making his movies with that in mind.
I don't
But that's what people are doing.
I don't like making fun of stuff where they know they're like people in Sharktopus.
Well,
are
Sharknado
just
for sure.
Having fun, yeah. Sharknado. I like making fun of people that think they're great.
Which
know?
Is why we love Steven Seagal movies.
That's That is a key difference.
Although Steven Seagal. There's nobody else quite like Steven Seagal.
No.
Mean, he, at least he's achieved, he's become someone.
Yeah.
He has. He's very successful, for sure. He's got a ridiculous rap sheet.
Although I want to say they could have spent a little more money on the goatee budget. It looked like
it was falling off.
It looked like black speaker foam, you know, that he had taped around his mouth. It looked awful.
Yeah.
Yeah, it looks like the padding they put to soundproof rooms.
Yeah.
If only it could have... Soundproof those horrible lines.
Yeah. The super whispery voice.
Let's watch another. I'm liking this Steven Seagal stuff.
I bet you it's
Seagal. Let's take a look.
Excuse me. Trailers are exactly.
What's
the
same.
Okay,
I want to see.
Let me give you some names.
Okay.
Maximum Conviction, Force of Execution. He produced that one.
Let's see Force of Execution because I've seen Maximum. That's the one where they get locked in the jail.
You're a big Steven Seagal fan.
I love him. I love his early stuff too.
Ooh,
and you know what?
Here we go. We're going.
Our next. CITR show coming down. Community Living show is coming up. So this will be the last thing we do. But what a last thing to do. Checking out Steven Seagal trailer for, what is it?
Force of Execution.
Force of Execution.
Let me just.
That's a strong title.
You have to have a strong. Play ourselves out with some Steven Seagal.
All right. So you can check us out, 604podcast@gmail.com. We're here every Thursday, 8 a.m. We'll be back. Here's a little.
It's a gall action for you.
Before your time, some misguided fools wanted my business, but they didn't have the skill that we have. Bitches!
Someone attacked your chop shop.
Oh, you bitches! I know what you're thinking. Ice Man, war, this ain't good for nobody.
You can call me Ice, Mr. Alexander. Mr. Alexander, his days are numbered.
Yo, can I help you?
Mr. Alexander doesn't do business like this.
I'm only gonna say it once. I handle distribution, you sell everything.